Hello to you listening wherever your feet touch the ground. And coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington, this is Stories from Women Who Walk with 60 Seconds and a bit more for Wednesdays on Whidbey and your host, Diane Wiska. Maybe like me, you see us careening to the end of 2025 and wondering, WTF, how have we been living? And what, if anything, can we change for the better? The following several paragraphs, entitled A Few Final Thoughts, are excerpted from Warren Buffett's final shareholder letter, dated 10th November 2025. Click the link in the episode notes to access the entire letter, published as a PDF on the Berkshire Hathaway website. Quote, one perhaps self-serving observation. I'm happy to say I feel better about the second half of my life than the first. My advice, don't beat yourself up over past mistakes. Learn at least a little from them and move on. It is never too late to improve. Get the right heroes and copy them. Remember Alfred Nobel, later of Nobel Prize fame, who reportedly read his own obituary that was mistakenly printed when his brother died and a newspaper got mixed up. He was horrified at what he read and realized he should change his behavior. Don't count on a newsroom mix-up. Decide what you would like your obituary to say and live the life to deserve it. Greatness does not come about through accumulating great amounts of money, great amounts of publicity, or great power in government. When you help someone in any of thousands of ways, you help the world. Kindness is costless, but also priceless. Whether you are religious or not, it's hard to beat the golden rule as a guide to behavior. I write this as one who has been thoughtless countless times and made many mistakes, but also became very lucky in learning from some wonderful friends how to behave better. Still, a long way from perfect, however. Keep in mind that the cleaning lady is as much a human being as the chairman. Here's a prompt. What do you make of the notion that greatness is defined not by wealth or power, but by the kindness and help we offer to others in everyday situations? Can you share a personal story that illustrates a moment when you realized a need for change in your behavior, similar to Alfred Nobel's realizations after reading his premature obituary? What helps you live each day in a way that aligns with the values and legacy you'd wish to be remembered for? A Few Final Thoughts is excerpted from Final Shareholder Letter by Warren Buffett, dated November 10, 2025. And thank you for listening.